Snippets of items you would otherwise have missed. Road repairs that need repairing themselves within 3 weeks lead the items you would otherwise have not heard about. Defects that have seen a repaired road crumble at Great Eastern just 3 weeks after being fixed will be addressed at the beginning of June, the County Council has said. A stream is believed to be running under the point in the road where it has habitually fallen in to such an extent that a handmade sign warning drivers of dangerous potholes appeared in April. Around April 19th, the defects were filled in, but the road has started to crumble again, prompting a return of the sign. A spokesperson for Essex Highways said, "Highway improvement works will take place on Dunmore Road, Great Eastern, at the start of June. This will see the defects on this road addressed." Piglets Pinky and Perky were the main attraction of an animal therapy session at the Hatfield Peveril Bupa Care Home in Crabs Hill. Residents were able to stroke and play with them and ask the animal handlers questions about piglet welfare and care. The creatures were provided by an organisation called Performing Pets, and further types of animal will hopefully visit over the coming weeks. Pupils at Steeple Bumstead Primary School have helped design the school's new outdoor play area. The space, which is suitable for its reception pupils, has a mud kitchen, ramp, bridge, tunnel, and more, all funded by Unity Schools Partnership. Head teacher Luke Howden said the area needed a facelift and was proud of the pupils for helping to come up with ideas. Numbers of children living in temporary accommodation across the Braintree district are growing, new figures reveal. There were 81 children living in short-term private rental properties, as well as hostels and bed and breakfasts across Braintree at the end of 2023, compared to 68 a year earlier. The new figures come from the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities. The former George and Dragon restaurant between Coggeshall and Kelvedon has been reformed into Maria's Indian Dining by owner Abdul Muheeth, who has moved from Kelvedon Spice. His own venue focuses on redefining Indian cuisine by infusing classic flavours with a contemporary twist like medium spice chicken and lamb and prawn combination with special sauce. Fitness enthusiast Luke Breen has opened a new gym, Breen's Gym in Sibyl Headingham, in memory of his late brother. Matt, who died in 2019, was the inspiration for Luke to break out of the family equipment business into his own with the Queen Street Project. It is open Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Malcolm McWilliams was thanked for his dedication to being Halstead's Father Christmas at civic events for more than 20 years during the 2024 Town Civic Service. Vicar of St Andrews, the Reverend Katie de Boursier, who has been in Halstead for the last 8.5 years, was given a special presentation because she is soon set to move to Suffolk. Staff at depots in Great Dunmow and Witham are celebrating Wiltshire Farm Foods receiving the King's Award for Enterprise in Sustainable Development. The company received the accolade for its closed-loop recycling scheme, where customers return food trays to drivers for them to be recycled into new trays, with 25 million trays recycled to date. Potential RAF air cadets visited the Dunmow 999 squadron at an open evening to see displays about the activities they offer. The cadets are based at Drill Hall, High Street, Dunmow, and meet on Monday and Thursday evenings. five teams competed in a return of inter-village archery to the Braintree district, with Stysted ending up winners, Bradwell second and Coggeshall third.